Well, hello, I'm Councilmember Jeff Blueball. I appreciate everybody listening in today. It's been a pretty busy day around City Hall, as well as a busy night. I'm joined with Megan Lovely, Chief...
Information. I do whatever I need to do.
So. Well, I appreciate you, Megan, and I know that you haven't had much sleep. You've been very tasked with this water situation, and I appreciate everything you're doing. I appreciate everything Public Works is doing. This is something we definitely didn't see happening. I've been on the council 8 years now, never seen anything like this. I understand it's probably been over 20 years since we've had an incident like this. I think a lot of the public was surprised to see that this was a citywide outage. We generally don't do that, especially with all the discussions we've had here with water and all the planning, building a redundant system. I guess this is good supporting evidence as to why we do need a redundant system.
Yeah, definitely. And this was, you know, we haven't had a water main break that led to a city boil advisory since the 90s. You know, KDHE has issued about 68 boil advisories throughout the state this year, but Wichita just generally doesn't see it. We manage our water pretty well. All the kudos out to our crews. Once the energy blip happened yesterday, the pumps did what they were meant to do. They stopped working. And because it was a blip and not a major power outage, the generators didn't kick in because we have systems in place to protect our water system against any major energy power outage. But, you know, we're just trying to update the public as we learn more. The water boil advisory remains in effect. We're working with KDHE. We'll let people know as soon as it's rescinded.
So I guess we'll get right down to business. The city remains under a boil advisory. Public Works and utility crews work throughout the night to isolate repairs and gather water testing samples. Crews will be on 24-hour shifts until further notice. The City of Wichita Water Treatment Lab has gathered samples, and initial indicators are encouraging based on chlorine residuals found in the water. Samples require a 24-hour incubation period to be conclusive, and Wichita will remain under a boil advisory until all tests are clear of any presence of bacteria. And I know staff is investigating to see what caused the leak. I'm sure they're looking at root cause so that we don't have this type of failure in the future. The adjacent I-135 road appears to be stable and no one at risk there. Residents of surrounding cities should check with their municipal governments to see if their city falls under the boil advisory or not. I know that I've noticed on social media getting a lot of pop-ups from our suburbs. I think Goddard's not included. I know some of the other cities aren't included, but it's best to check with your local municipality because we do deliver to other cities outside of the city of Wichita.
Yeah, and, you know, we're getting questions. We've tried to answer them, but we're just reiterating, you know, if you're on well water, you don't have to boil because you're on your own system. A lot of people are asking if their Brita water filters or the filters in the refrigerators will protect, and, you know, we advise to go ahead and continue to boil even if you have those for your water.
Okay. So let's kind of review what we do during a boil advisory. So customers should observe the following precautions during a boil advisory. Boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water. Dispose of ice cubes and do not use ice from a household automatic ice maker. That's very important. A lot of us don't think about that.
Yeah.
So disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces by immersion for at least 1 minute in clean tap water that contains 1 teaspoon of unscented household bleach per gallon of water. Water used for bathing does not generally need to be boiled. Supervision of children is necessary while bathing so that water is not ingested, and persons with cuts or severe rashes may wish to consult with their physicians.
Yeah, and I mean, we're getting questions about laundry too, if that's safe. It's safe. However, if you're washing clothes of little kids that might, you know, gnaw on their sleeves or something, we're asking people to be cautious about that. But otherwise, washing your clothes is safe. We're getting questions about pets. We prioritize human health But, you know, if you have a concern about your pet's health, consult your veterinarian. But our main concern is the health of the people of Wichita.
Do we know much about businesses? Are businesses going to be? I know a lot of there was a lot of restaurants closed down yesterday. I don't know what that looks like going into Blocktoberfest tonight.
Yeah.
And some of the, have we heard of any cancellations or anything like that right now?
You know, I've heard of a lot of our restaurants doing modified service. I'm a big dessert fan. This is not a plug, but there's a dessert place in Delano in your district that I love going to. So they're not doing their mixed drinks and coffees. They're just doing their bottled drinks, but they're still serving desserts and things.
Okay.
So,
okay. Well, for consumer questions, the City of Wichita is available at 316-265-1300. Or if you want to talk to KDHE, you can call 785-296-5514. And for consumer information, you can also visit KDHE's PWS Consumer Information website at kdhek.gov/PWS/emergency-response/water_distribution.htm. I'm sure we have that somewhere on social
We've
media.
We've got
or something,
that. It's on.
We?
It's on social. It's okay. On our website. So there's lots of ways people can get updates. We're also doing updates on social. I know we did an emergency. You did an emergency newsletter
yep.
last night, trying to get the word out.
So, what about restaurants and food establishments? How about that?
You know, if you have a concern, if you have a restaurant, they can call the Kansas Department of Agriculture at 785-564-6767 or kda.fsl@ks.gov.
Well, this has definitely been a challenging night for you know, not just staff, but for the citizens as
yeah.
well. It's kind of knocked everybody off the routine. I know a lot of kids are out of school and stuff, but appreciate Wichitans doing what Wichitans do, and we just try to make do as best as we can and keep everybody healthy and not do anything to put anybody in any harm's way.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody stay safe out there.
Okay.
And thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.